In Venezuela, there is a saying, if you know five notes, teach someone who only knows four. My Cincinnati was founded in August 2011 by Laura Jekyll, a classically trained cellist. My Cincinnati is a program of Price Hill Will, a nonprofit community development corporation that serves East, West, and Lower Price Hill neighborhoods. In August of 2015, Laura moved on to become Director of Creative Placemaking and Community Art Initiatives at Price Hill Will. Eddie Kwan took over as Director of My Cincinnati and is now the Artistic Director at Price Hill Will. Bernardo Lopez is the Director of My Cincinnati. Good evening. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal, joined in the studio by Eddie Kwan and Price Hill Will's Executive Director, Rachel Hastings. Welcome and congratulations on the great stuff going on in Price Hill.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rachel, what, or maybe I should say who, is Price Hill Will?
Thanks. So Price Hill Will is a nonprofit community development corporation serving all three Price Hill neighborhoods. And our goal is to really work directly with the residents to improve the quality of life for everybody that lives and works in Price Hill. So we do that in lots of ways, building resident engagement and capacity to improve the future of their neighborhood, but also a lot of redevelopment, transforming vacant lots into community gardens and parks, rehabbing housing to make it affordable for homeownership again for families. And then now we're really focused a lot on commercial corridor revitalization, trying to bring back some energy to the main corridors in all three Price Hill neighborhoods.
Why is this community so much in need of these services?
I think the Price Hill neighborhoods have amazing assets and history, and there are so many people there that care about the future of their community and want to see people working together. But unfortunately, the neighborhoods, like many urban neighborhoods, have had some tough times over the last several years. Price Hills were really affected by the foreclosure crisis in 2008 and 2010. We lost a lot of homeownership in that process. And, you know, retail has changed. Folks don't shop as much at mom-and-pop stores in their commercial neighborhood districts. They go to Target and Best Buy and shop on Amazon. So we need to sort of rethink how we revive the commercial corridors.
The vision took a big step forward in December with the initial city approval of a historic designation for the Warsaw Avenue Creative Campus, which you mentioned. Can you talk about some of the properties that PHW has acquired?
Sure. So this started several years ago. We acquired an historic firehouse at the corner of Warsaw and Considine. We've been renting that building for about 5 years previously for our My Cincinnati Youth Orchestra program and the Price Hill Harmonic Adult Orchestra. So a couple of years ago, we approached the owner and asked if we could buy the building because we were spending so much money to rent it that it would just been cheaper to buy it, and we wanted to do some improvements. He said, I'd be more than happy to sell you this building, but only if you buy everything else I own in this block, which turns out to be pretty much the entire block. So it was a little bit of a shock, but I think also an amazing opportunity for us. As a CDC, the ability to transform an entire block into something that serves the community is really an amazing gift for us. So we are working with the Model Group. They're our developer partner, and we're working with the City of Cincinnati as well to create a local historic district in the 3100 block of Warsaw, which is where the firehouse is, so that we can use historic tax credits for some of the renovations of those buildings.
Full disclosure, I grew up in Price Hill, and as a teenager, I took karate classes in that building, $2 a class.
Yeah, back when it was a rec center back in the day, yes.
Eddie, why are arts so important in the lives of young people?
Well, I think the arts are incredible at achieving a few key goals. One, the arts are great at bringing people together, and especially around young people. We've seen this with the success of My Cincinnati, which was founded in 2011 with just 11 students. And 9 years later, you know, we're about to celebrate our 10-year anniversary, and we have over 100 students that come every single day after school for at least 2 hours to study an orchestral instrument and play in an ensemble. And so for us, and the steady growth of My Cincinnati has really demonstrated Price Hill as a neighborhood, extreme enthusiasm for the arts. And especially around young people, once they're engaged, once they realize how fun, how challenging, and how much of an incredible social opportunity this is to meet new friends, to increase their own social networks, it's really kind of a no-brainer. And I think what's really unique about Price Hill Will's approach to comprehensive community development is that it centers so much on creative engagement and artistic programs. So I think Price Hill Will is pretty unique among nonprofit CDCs in that we dedicate so many of our resources, both staff time and our budget, to intensive participatory arts programs. So you see that in My Cincinnati, you see that in the Price Hill Harmonic, which is our free weekly adult orchestra program with over 50 members. You see that in our annual summer festival, the Price Hill Creative Community Festival, that attracts thousands of audience members and features over 70 free free performances across 2 days in 4 to 5 venues within the Creative Campus with My Cincinnati students really at the core of those performance activities. And then you see that in some of the future planning that we have around the Warsaw Avenue Creative Campus and the coalition that we're building there with residents, with artists, with nonprofit arts organizations, with public groups like the library and the rec center. It's this really diverse coalition that's coming together that's saying, hey, we want to work together to co-create a vision in this dense city block. We can offer a spectrum of creative opportunities and resources for youth and families in the neighborhood. And so far, once that idea took seed, it really grew and grew and grew. And we have so much fantastic momentum now, so much enthusiastic energy from neighborhood residents, from folks who want to be involved and be part of this great project.
And Eddie Kwan, you are a professional musician yourself. How did you get involved with the teaching and sort of mentoring side of the art?
Well, as you mentioned, when Laura founded the program in 2011, I was lucky enough to have been discovered. She found me through a couple of mutual friends. And when she shared with me the vision of My Cincinnati, which at that time was just a dream, you know, we had very few resources, no instruments of our own, no space of our own. And it was just Laura and I from day one. But that vision was so strong and so inspiring. This idea that through music, you know, through the daily pursuit of music, one can transform themselves and then by extension, their friends, their family, their community. And as we see now, I really think an entire city.
How do you answer a child who says to you, I can't sing, I can't play, I can't draw?
Well, if you can talk, you can sing. And I think this is a really common myth amongst not just young people, but I think even more strongly in adults once it's calcified. It's that to be an artist, to be a musician requires essential talent, that you have it or you don't. But anyone who's given it a try knows that that is completely false and that talent is mostly a myth and that really all it takes is some commitment, a little bit of discipline, and just trying every single day. And so for young people that come to us and say, oh, I don't have any talent or I don't have any whatever, we really just try to acknowledge that that is a really common feeling to have, no matter if you're 7 or you're 70. But what we try to do is just provide really supportive community for our young people to engage with every single day, where they're connected with supportive adult mentors, supportive peers, and where they can just try. We're going to strive every single day. And through that pursuit, through that striving every day, they grow and they eventually learn that their initial instinct was so far from the truth.
Rachel, there are obviously some serious challenges in the community, a lot of lower income people, some language barriers as
sure.
well. How do you step up and help them out with obtaining instruments or lessons?
We have a whole cadre of instruments at My Cincinnati and the Price Philharmonic that have been donated and purchased over the years. So a lot of folks donate their instruments and we've done a lot of repairs. We also work with a lot of music shops that have given us things over the years. And so taking private music lessons is very expensive and it's really out of the reach of a lot of families. So, you know, being able to have those instruments for free is really great. And then also it allows young people and also members of the Price Philharmonic to test an instrument for a while and see if it really fits with them. And if they decide they don't like violin and want to try the cello or bass or vice versa, they can switch them out. And then most of our Price Philharmonic and My Cincinnati staff are bilingual, speaking both English and Spanish, which is a huge benefit for the neighborhood that we have. We can use the opportunity to bring folks together.
My guests are Eddie Kwan and Rachel Hastings with My Cincinnati and Price Hill Will, and with great news about the Warsaw Creative Campus. Can you talk about some of the buildings that have been painted recently, Rachel?
Sure. So when we first acquired the 8 buildings back in the end of October, one of the first things we wanted to do, a lot of these buildings have been vacant for a long time. We wanted to just bring them some love. So we worked with the City of Cincinnati and the Police Department and Seton High School and Keep Cincinnati Beautiful and Santa Maria Community Services and other partners to paint the vacant storefront windows and make them look like businesses that may have been there in the past. So you'll see a butcher shop, a bakery. You know, actually, Doris Day's uncle used to own one of the buildings on the block and she lived upstairs and performed. So we have Doris Day's bakery on the block again. We also worked with Cincinnati Police recruits to paint the first floor facades and the doors of the buildings. So our plan was to just bring activity and life to this block while we're raising the funds to do the full renovations. And we're going to continue to do that over the next year while we're raising all the dollars. stores. So we have a pop-up shop in one of the storefronts right now. We have some group of residents in the neighborhood who are going to be creating like a safe haven for young people in the neighborhood in one of the buildings. So we're just open to anybody who wants to try positive things in these buildings while we're raising the funds to do full-scale renovations.
Did Doris Day sing in the place that was the Chatterbox Lounge?
She did. Most recently known as Diddle Burgers. I mean, I've actually been in contact with Nancy Diddle Burger, who has some great old stories from back in the day. It's just amazing to be able to kind of capture that history, but think about the future of these spaces as well.
Eddie, if a child wants to become involved with My Cincinnati, is there an audition, an application? What's the procedure?
So the only requirement for a young person to enter into the My Cincinnati program is that they live or go to school in one of the three Price Hill neighborhoods. We don't require any previous musical experience. There's no audition. Really just a commitment to daily attendance. So it's pretty intense. It's 2 hours every single day after school. And just the fact that they live in the neighborhood.
And what sort of repertoire do you cover?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. So we do anything from arrangements and original versions of classical pieces like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, Shostakovich quartets, to the Avengers soundtrack, the Princess Mononoke soundtrack, to video game music, and kind of everything in between and beyond.
Are there performances coming up?
We have performances throughout the spring. And in the summer, the students will be featured at the Price Hill Creative Community Festival at the end of July. So if folks are interested in attending a concert, you can visit our website and there's information on our upcoming events, ways to support, make a donation, volunteer.
And Rachel, what are a couple of the other things Price Hill has planned for the summer season?
We're renovating the Masonic Lodge at the corner of Price and Purcell, and it's a historic landmark building designed by Samuel Hannaford and Sons. That will be home to our offices as well as event and performance space for My Cincinnati and the Price Philharmonic, and it'll be available for rent for folks in the neighborhood. The construction on that building is 60% done,
so
it will be completed in October. We're also working on renovating a grocery store, a small grocery store in Lower Price Hill, pretty much at the corner of 8th and State that will be serving the neighborhood again. So again, really trying to work directly with residents in the Price Hill neighborhoods to serve their needs again as a community. You know, everything that we're doing is driven by what folks in the community have said that they want to see in the future. And so we ask them to be part of that as well. We're a team. As Eddie said, you know, we have this amazing collective of folks around the Warsaw Creative Campus, the same in Lower Price Hill around the grocery store. So it's all of us working together. I mean, it's a heavy lift, all of this work. But, you know, the load is made lighter if we're all working in partnership.
Involved neighbors help build unity and a connectedness that creates a feeling of welcome to everyone who visits the neighborhood. They help harness the best parts of the community and provide additional tools and resources to overcome obstacles that residents might face during the planning or execution of a project. They are people collaborating with area businesses, organizations, and institutions, all to foster a vibrant future, pride in the programs, and promoting programs of other groups in the area. My guests have been Eddie Kwan, Artistic Director, and Rachel Hastings, Executive Director, Price Hill Will. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you so much.
There are many, many ways to connect to Price Hill Will and My Cincinnati. For a link, visit our website, wvxu.org. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream. But now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream.